a busy week for sure, getting all prepared for next Saturday. But we've everything in order now, and I think the focus is there just to battle down and do everything as normal this week and see what happens next weekend.
Yes, how are you going to prepare ahead? You've a few light training sessions for the week.
Yes, we had training this morning. We'll train again during the week and then maybe get together Friday evening and travel on the Saturday. So not too much. I think at this stage of the year when you've been playing all year, it's not about, you know, having a hard training session. It's more about keeping the group together and just keeping the bodies ticking over and seeing what will happen then next Saturday.
Yes, you've made great progress throughout the championship year. You must be delighted with it.
Oh, we're thrilled. I think, well, as with every club, you start the year and your goal is your county title. And last year it hurt so much. I can't say how much it hurt when we were beaten by a very good Bantry team, and we were well beaten, to be honest with you. And that's probably what hurt the most, was that we knew we weren't good enough at that time. So this year we came back and the whole thing was about improving and improving ourselves and proving to others then that we are good enough to win a county title. So from there then it's been sort of bonus territory. Of course you want to win every single month. But we didn't look past the county at the start of this year. So now it's been a bit of an adventure since then, going away from matches, probably leaving Cork, playing teams that we have no clue what their background is and what their standard is. And it makes it a lot more interesting because you have to react a lot more on the pitch. You don't know what you're coming up against. So it's a big test, a different type of test for us. But it's been brilliant and we're just loving every second.
I suppose waiting on the replay yesterday wasn't ideal for you. Did you catch any of it?
We were watching it on Twitter, a gang of us, and messaging back and forth. We were a bit worried there for a second because it went to, I think it was two periods of extra time.
Yes.
But after that, it would have gone to another replay. So it took one period of extra time to separate them. So we were a bit worried there for a minute that it would be put back a week again, the final, if they had to play again next week. But in fairness to both teams yesterday, I'd say from the looks of Twitter and the scoring, it seemed to be, you know, nip and tuck. So certainly St. Mary's, who are playing next week, have earned their spot there. They've shown some amount of fight. We know whatever happens next Saturday, they're not going to go down without a fight. So we'll have to be well up to battle it out to the end.
Yeah, as you said, you're going to expect a huge fight from them.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, they've earned this, you know, two really tight games this semi-final. So, and I know I met their captain at the captain's run there in Croke Park on Friday, and the support they're getting is huge, just like ourselves. So we're expecting a massive crowd from both clubs. So no doubt the atmosphere will be tense and will be exciting, and it'll be both teams sort of giving it everything, going head and tongs at it on Saturday afternoon.
I suppose reaching the Football All Ireland as captain, how does that feel, Aisling?
It's crazy. People say, it's a dream, but like, to be honest with you, I wouldn't have even crossed my mind it's a dream ever. To be playing in an All Ireland, not a mind to say captaining. I'm just really, you know, honoured to be captaining the team. But to be honest with you, there's some great leaders in our dressing room. We're very young. We're ridiculously young, but even our some of our youngest players will speak up at half time and during a match, you know, which is fantastic and which is what you need. So to be playing in an All Ireland in your club colours, I don't think anyone associated with Kinsale GAA would have ever dreamt of it. And certainly not like myself and Orla and a few of the others on the team would have been on our very first under-12 team 15 years ago when the club just started. So thinking back to that and sort of how we've battled sort of our way up and how it's taken a while for underage success to finally filter through to the age where I'm at, it's just brilliant, and we're just sort of revelling in it and trying to just enjoy the occasion because these things don't come around every day. So it's just about taking it all in and making the most of it and hopefully celebrating on Saturday night.
Yeah, exactly. Look, you have a young team, and do you think that some of the younger girls will find it a bit daunting heading into the All-Ireland?
It can go either way. I actually think it might be a plus. I know.
Yeah, I understand.
Like, in the semi-final, they just didn't get daunted. They were excited and they were hyper and everything. And I've seen the same in them today now, and I'm sure during the week. For them, I don't think the enormity quite has hit.
Yes.
Because they are so young. The likelihood is for most of our team, hopefully they'll have huge games like this in the future now. You can never count another All-Ireland final, but the potential is there for hopefully, you know, the club to keep challenging in the years ahead at intermediate grade and so on. So I would hope that they're thinking of it as just another game, and I do think so. I think if anything, that's helping for maybe some of us that have been a bit longer in the tooth in it and sort of seen some of the tougher times, help calm us down and realise that, you know, at the end of the day, it's a game of football, and we just enjoy it and see what happens and give it 100%, and that's all you can do.
Yeah, fair play. Look, there is great excitement around Kinsale, and you look to have serious support. And Aisling, we wish you all the best, and we hope that you bring that All-Ireland back to Cork on Saturday.
Thanks a million, Valerie. Thank you.